know how many of you guys watched The Challenge on MTV. I have kept up with the show since I was a teenager. The Challenge is a competition-based reality show. But what makes the show compelling is not necessarily the competition itself. It's the politics, the alliances, the backroom deals, and the breaking of those deals when it comes time for elimination. Johnny Bananas was the star of the show for two decades. He has actually been able to use the MTV platform to cross over a little bit into the mainstream. Years ago, and I don't know why I have never forgotten this, but years ago, there was a guy on the show, I think it was Zach Nichols, and he was kind of playing the middle. You had two main alliances that season, and Zach was playing both sides. The thing is, you can only do that for so long. Later in the game, he was eventually forced to choose a side. They were in this room, they were deliberating, arguing, really. And Johnny Bananas told him, if you choose to be on both teams, then you're on no team. You have to pick a side. Now, the reason I like The Challenge so much, the dynamic of the show is similar to the dynamics of real life. People can only ride the middle for so long. They can only play both sides for so long. Eventually, you're going to find yourself in a situation where you are forced to decide. Problem is, if you wait too long to make a decision, you won't have a decision to make because both sides will move on. For the past 3 months, the handling of the career of Brandon Brown has been a disaster. In a way, it kind of reminds me of Sha'Carri Richardson. You guys remember her? It's not a name you hear often anymore. For 3 or 4 months, Sha'Carri Richardson was making headlines every week. You could not dream of the gift that she was given. Kicked out of the Olympics for smoking a little bit of grass, she had the sympathy of many Americans. All she needed was a good public relations person on her side. And at 21 years old, Sha'Carri Richardson had a multi-million dollar career. Instead, she literally talked her way out of millions of dollars. She hyped herself up. She talked and talked and talked about how she was going to dominate track and field. When she finished last place, instead of showing humility, she continued to be braggadocious. At least Sha'Carri Richardson handled the beginning of her rise to fame well. When she was busted on the failed drug test, she didn't blame anyone else. She took responsibility. At least she handled that part well. Since early October, Brandon Brown has made one mistake after the other. After he won that race in Talladega and the Let's Go Brandon chant was born, Brandon Brown had a decision to make. Do I embrace this chant or do I distance myself from it? Those were the two choices. Well, I should say those were the two logical choices. Brandon Brown chose to go with the option guaranteed to fail. What was that option? Stay silent. Ignore it. Do nothing at all. Essentially, Brandon Brown refused to make a decision. Oftentimes in life, no matter what the situation is, oftentimes when people fail at something, indecisiveness plays a huge role. Like Sha'Carri Richardson, Brandon Brown was gifted a multi-million dollar idea. Unfortunately for him, he listened to his team and he failed to strike while the iron was hot. For a while, I actually felt bad for Brandon Brown. A couple of weeks ago, he gave an interview to the New York Times trying to garner sympathy because he couldn't attract sponsors. These woke corporations, they wanted no part of the Let's Go Brandon guy. We can't sponsor this guy. The media and their virgin friends on social media will crucify us. NASCAR, they didn't do him any favors either. Instead of standing by and supporting him through this, NASCAR president Steve Phelps, he denounced the chant. We don't want anything to do with politics. We're not happy this chant started at a NASCAR event. Oh, I see. NASCAR doesn't want to be associated with politics. Well, they sure as hell milked the Bubba Wallace story. They won't let that fucking story die. NASCAR is perfectly fine getting behind Bubba Wallace, who continues to promote bullshit, a story based on a lie. But when it comes to a chant that was born organically, because the chant has negative connotations about Joe Biden, because the chant makes social justice warriors cringe, NASCAR doesn't want to be associated with it. At least NASCAR made a decision and has stood firm in that decision. For 3 months, Brandon Brown went from being silent to telling the New York Times that he doesn't want to be political to now embracing Let's Go Brandon. It was announced yesterday that LGB Coin would be sponsoring Brandon Brown for the 2022 NASCAR season. Do you get it? LGB Coin? Let's Go Brandon Coin. It's a cryptocurrency invented to capitalize off the Let's Go Brandon chant. Couple of things here, though. Number one, 2 weeks ago, Brandon Brown was poor-mouthing to the New York Times. I can't get sponsors. This chant is negatively impacting my career. I want to remain apolitical. Yet here we sit, 2 weeks later, and you're announcing a deal with a coin invented to capitalize off the Let's Go Brandon chant. You expect me to believe this bullshit? You expect me to believe that LGB Coin read that story in the New York Times, and in a matter of 2 weeks, with Christmas sandwiched in between, a deal just suddenly came into place? Your car was designed, painted, logoed, all in 2 weeks? Come to find out, Brandon Brown was introduced to the leading holder of LGB Coin, James Katulis, back in early November. James Katulis told USA Today, Brandon Brown initially was against dealing with LGB Coin early in November because he was concerned about the controversy. So what has changed in the last 6 or 7 weeks? Katulis claims that even though Brandon Brown was apprehensive about entering into a sponsorship deal with LGB Coin, they went ahead and designed everything anyway. They went ahead and spent all that money, all those resources into designing everything, just knowing Brandon Brown was going to agree. Here's what I think happened. I do believe Brandon Brown was nervous about being associated with LGB Coin. I do believe he was apprehensive about embracing the Let's Go Brandon chant. Brandon Brown thought his silence would make him appealing to corporate sponsors. He thought his silence, he thought ignoring the Let's Go Brandon chant would just make everything go away. Brandon Brown fucked up. His refusal to make a decision, it painted him into a corner. By not denouncing the chant, woke corporate sponsors, they wanted nothing to do with him. By not embracing the chant, conservative companies, conservative sponsors, they were leery to associate themselves with him. By not making a decision at all and dragging it out for 3 months, Brandon Brown put himself into a situation where no one wanted him. LGB Coin, that was his backup plan the entire time. He knew in early November they wanted to sponsor him. So what does Brandon Brown do? He waits and he waits and he waits. No other sponsors come forward. He inks a deal with LGB Coin. It's like the pretty girl in high school. She's been asked by 3-4 average dudes to the prom, but she's waiting on the one guy that she really wants to ask her. And she waits and waits and waits. That guy, he ends up asking another girl. By the time that happens, the 3 or 4 other dudes, they have already asked someone else to the prom. So this poor broad, she's left with a decision to go to the prom alone or not go at all. Unfortunately for Brandon Brown, I think it's too little too late. Hell, LGB Coin, they may not even be allowed to sponsor him. After this deal was announced yesterday, NASCAR comes out and says, we haven't approved this. All sponsorships must be approved by NASCAR. Brandon Brown's team, they say they have written approval. NASCAR says, we're still looking into it. Translation, we're thinking about backing out. Now, I cannot imagine Brandon Brown and his team would be dumb enough to announce this deal without NASCAR approval. But shit, he hasn't handled his career intelligently the last 3 months, so it's entirely possible they rushed this announcement without NASCAR approval. Brandon Brown's an example of how indecisiveness leads to failure. In 1996, Steve Austin was toiling away near the bottom of the WWF ladder. His career was going nowhere. Summer, 96. He is being interviewed after a match with Jake Roberts on pay-per-view. Jake Roberts at the time was playing the role of a born-again Christian. He often quoted Bible verses in his promos. Steve Austin is interviewed after beating Jake Roberts, and he references Jake Roberts' born-again Christian persona, and he says, Austin 3:16 says, I just kicked your ass. It was an organic moment. Soon after, Austin 3:16 signs were seen at WWF events. Now, at the time, This was somewhat controversial. Religious groups, they didn't like it. They thought it was sacrilegious. Back then, the religious right, they had far more influence than they have now. Steve Austin was faced with a decision. He could strike while the iron's hot, embrace Austin 316, or he could ignore it, hope it goes away. Now, of course, Steve Austin, he chose to embrace it. He ended up making millions of dollars and became the most profitable WWF star of all time. Brandon Brown refused to strike while the iron was hot. The thing about political chants, they fade away with time. You only have a small window to capitalize on it, and he failed to do so. And he better be praying that LGB coin takes off. Right now, it is trading at 0.000002 cents per coin. If this coin doesn't take off, they're not going to have the money to sponsor Brandon Brown through the season. It cost about $400,000 per week to run a car in NASCAR, $15 million for the season. Now, when you have a sponsor like Sprint, AT&T, Xfinity, that's chump change. The trading volume of LGB coin is barely over $15 million. All right, let me know what you guys think. Will the indecisiveness of Brandon Brown cost him his career? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.